Welcome to A Crime Cast by Revamp. I want to thank you for listening. I'm so glad that you did. I think you're going to enjoy today's Crime Cast. We're going to talk about Verna Sue Hollingsworth. On July 10th, 1985, Verna Sue Hollingsworth was reported missing from Fort Smith, Arkansas. In a moment, we're going to tell you more about who Verna Sue Hollingsworth was and what the police did to try to find her. The case still remains unresolved after 35 years this year. I want to tell you a little bit about Revamp before we go into the podcast. Revamp is a nonprofit 501c3 based out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. We really work hard to bridge the communication between the families and law enforcement. We are not there to critique or to criticize the police department and all the hard work that they put into these missing person cases. We are there to help the family get answers. And many times they go decades with no updates, no return calls. Most of the time it's because the detective or the investigator has nothing new to tell them. So I want to make it clear that we are not there for the simple fact to investigate a crime. We do interview people. We talk to family. We talk to friends. We talk to contacts. And a lot of times we come up with new information, new sources that maybe wasn't available at the time the person went missing. And we turn all of that information over to law enforcement. So we can be used as a tool by the families and law enforcement. And that is our sole purpose, is to bridge the communication and also a social media campaign to get the word out there. Because there always can be someone that knows something that never came forward that all of a sudden they realize that they have very valuable information. How many people go missing and what constitutes a missing person? The Association of Chief Police Officers gives us a definition: anyone whose whereabouts is unknown, whatever the circumstances of her disappearance or his disappearance, they will be considered missing until they're located and their well-being or otherwise can be established. In the United States during 2020, there was an estimated 543,000 people that went missing. That's the lowest number since 1990. But with each of these cases is a life-changing event for the family and friends of that missing person. Each case deserves a vigorous investigation. Arkansas law now requires that every person who is reported missing be entered into the National Information Center immediately. One complication of these type of cases is the understanding that an adult has the freedom to disappear. They can just vanish if they want to. There's no law against it. Even if it means leaving in the dark spouses, children, siblings, friends, co-workers, boyfriends, or girlfriends. In the Fort Smith area, Remember Every Victim, a missing person, is involved in several missing person cases. You can look to our website at www.remembereveryvictim.com for more information on a few of the cases that we're working on currently, such as Kenan Michael Harrison, who went missing in 2016, Lorianne Murchison, who's been missing since 1995, and Linda, also known as Lindy, Reynolds, who has been missing and has not been located since 1982. Verna Sue Hollingsworth was 43 years old in the year 1985 when she went missing. She had been married a couple times and was divorced. Verna Sue had a daughter, Brenda, who lived in Illinois, and she also worked in Arlington, Texas. Verna Sue had a son who lived in Arkansas. For 19 years before she vanished, she had been living at the Cavanaugh Trailer Park at 1020 School Street in Fort Smith, Arkansas. The park was built in 1964, and in 2009 it was sold to the Fort Smith Public School System, and it serves as a park today. The park is just south of the Cavanaugh Elementary School. Verna Sue Hollingsworth had worked at various jobs, including the old Cavanaugh Grocery, which was on the west corner of Texas and Cavanaugh, but at the time she was on disability because of a back injury. She claims to have suffered a back injury while she was employed at Jay's Night Owl on 271. Verna Sue Hollingsworth lived in trailer number 1. She had gone to Arlington, Texas to visit her daughter, who was working there temporarily. Verna Sue was very close to her daughter, and they talked frequently. About 2 weeks after being in Arlington, Brenda put her mother on an airplane and sent her back to Fort Smith. There was some discord among the group working in Arlington, which included Brenda, her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's father. After a few days of not hearing from her mother, Brenda became concerned and began calling some of her mother's friends and family in Fort Smith. Still concerned and not being able to make contact with her mother, Brenda drove to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and arrived here July the 12th, 1985. Officer E. Vincent took Fort Smith Police Department Report 85-4594 on July the 14th, 1985 at 5:15 p.m.
Miss Rastigar stated she came to her mother's residence to visit on Friday, July 12, 1985. She stated when she arrived at her residence, the residence was unlocked and the air conditioner was on. She stated her mother's vehicle was in the driveway, but she could not find her mother. She stated since then she has called her mother's friends and no one knew where she was at. She stated it was unlike her mother to leave the residence unlocked and with the air conditioner running.
From the investigation file, we learned that one of the reasons Verna Sue Hollingsworth had left Fort Smith and gone to Arlington to see her daughter was because of a conflict in a relationship. Verna Sue had discovered that the man she was dating was a married man and he was living with his wife in Van Buren, Arkansas. According to the investigators who interviewed the boyfriend, he admitted that he had been at Verna's trailer on July the 10th, 1985 to fix her sink. He says that was the last time that he saw Verna Sue Hollingsworth. The file also indicates that this man was probably the last person to see Verna Sue Hollingsworth. Investigators interviewed a number of her friends in an attempt to get leads on where Verna Sue may have gone or where she may have left to. Investigators also learned that Verna Sue Hollingsworth had money in her bank. And this was not touched until much later when her daughter, who was also a co-signer on the account, paid some bills for her mother. In 1997, two Fort Smith investigators traveled to Illinois to interview the daughter. At this point, Verna Sue had been missing for 12 years, had not turned up, nor had a body been found that could be identified as hers. The investigators covered a lot of old ground and broke some new ground. There was additional information as to what happened in Arlington that may have sparked Verna Sue's departure from Arlington. There was a fight between Brenda and her boyfriend.
Miss Rastigar was extremely cooperative and answered each question that we asked her with reasonable answers. We returned to Fort Smith with the new leads that Miss Rastigar gave us, and the investigation is continuing. Patty, what are some of your impressions about this Verna Sue Hollingsworth case now that we've been involved in it for several months now?
Well, I think it definitely needed to have some more eyes on it. I believe that from the very beginning, I really didn't know a lot about Verna Sue Hollingsworth, and I'm not even sure, and I usually remember every murder victim or missing person, and I really didn't recall her name right off the bat. But I was interviewing James Baer, who owned Jay's Night Owl back in the past, and Verna Sue had worked for him at one time, and we were there interviewing him about another case. And he brought up Verna Sue Hollingsworth. He said, you know, the lady that came up missing from the trailer house not far from here, I always wondered if there was a connection between it and the Lois Enzi case. And so that was really the first time that I remembered in years hearing the name Verna Sue Hollingsworth. I don't know that I've seen anything in the case file that indicates that they really canvassed the area.
Well, you know, she had... her daughter had told police that she had lived there for 19 years, that she essentially, almost half of her life, she lived at that Kavanaugh Trailer Park. And I did find it, well, I really was hopeful we'd see in the investigation file that they had interviewed her neighbors because she lived in the first trailer at the Kavanaugh Trailer Park, and there were something like 15 other residents there. It was apparently a pretty lively place, and it was right in South Fort Smith off of Texas Road, which was, you know, they had a lot of retail work there. She, in fact, worked in retail for a man who owned a Kavanaugh meat company there for a while.
Yeah, Mr. White, I believe his name was Tony White, and I spoke with him. He was very helpful. He was very informative, but he didn't have a lot of information, but he was very happy to share what he did have. He remembered Verna Sue because she had worked at their store. His father had originally built the trailer park, and he rented out trailers. But Tony said that he realized shortly before they sold it that it was actually more profitable if they rented out spaces and let people bring their own trailers. Now, Verna Sue owned her mobile home. She did not rent her mobile home. She only rented the space. But he said they never had any problems with her. She was always pleasant. She had worked for them in their businesses. And it was a real shock to him when she came up missing. And he has no clue as to what could have happened to her. No one ever heard a thing. No one saw a thing that he's aware of. It just still remains a mystery.
Yeah, there's really not a good timeline on her movements once she came back from Arlington and her daughter lost contact with her. It didn't seem like any of her friends had any contact with her except this one witness who had been at her trailer park, I think, fixing a sink. And this was someone she'd had a relationship with and maybe was in the process of breaking up with. But he didn't seem to have much to add as to what was going on in Verna's life once she was back in town, and might have helped given a little bit of information about whether, you know, there was, you know, a stranger who was passing through town. It's really difficult in these kinds of cases when the police don't have the end of the story.
You know, that's correct. But there's something that really puzzles me is she had received a phone call while this man was at her mobile home fixing her sink or repairing her sink. And correct me if I'm wrong, but did she not talk to someone on the phone and told him that he was on his way or that he was there to repair the sink? And my understanding is that she had left and taken a little bit of a vacation from Fort Smith. The reason was to get away from this man because she was so upset she had found out he was married. I find it very odd that she would allow him to come in and do repairs on her home when she was so mad at him she wanted to kill him 2 or 3 weeks before that.
Yeah, I think I just didn't see much real exploration of that relationship as to whether or not there could have been something more behind it. And of course, since, you know, the daughter came back from Arlington and found the place to be essentially lived in without any kind of disruption, no indication that anything
had been going on. Yeah, even the TV guide was still open to that date, I do believe. Another thing that was kind of interesting is they said that when she normally would go off and leave her mobile home, she would lock the padlock on it rather than just the lock on the door. And the padlock was not secured. Is that correct?
Well, I think I've seen many, many circumstances in which the door lock is not a real secure lock. It's a spring lock. And so people will add a little extra level of security by putting a hasp and a master lock on it, a padlock on it, so that obviously they're not going to lock themselves in. But when they leave or they're gone, like she was gone for 2 weeks to Arlington, she would have put that lock on there so that someone couldn't easily get into her trailer and, you know, and get into her stuff.
I guess what makes me think that she had planned to leave only temporarily, was only going to be gone for a few minutes, because she didn't secure her mobile home. And it doesn't appear that there was a struggle in the mobile home. It appears that she had left on her own free will. Maybe to accompany someone somewhere. But I don't think that she planned when she walked out that door, I don't think she planned to be gone but just a few minutes. My understanding is she took her purse, she locked the door, just the lock on the door. Her car was there. She left her air conditioning on. So in my mind, she planned on being back within a few minutes.
Yeah, and you think even if it was later in the evening or after dark, that as compact as that neighborhood was and as well known as she probably was amongst the residents of Cavanaugh Trailer Park, that someone would have seen her or someone would have heard her, because I've seen aerial photographs when that park was in existence, and they're pretty close together, and they're thin walls, and I think probably everybody in the neighborhood knew your business.
And being in trailer number one, you would think that most people had to pass it. You had a pretty good view of the front of the mobile home because it did face the road. But I haven't been able to identify anyone that actually lived there at the same time as Verna Sue Hollingsworth, which would have been in July of 1985. So maybe one of our listeners will know someone that lived there, or one of our listeners lived there, had family that lived there, that could reach out to us.
Yeah, there's still people around. We've talked to a lot of people who were around then, who knew Verna Sue, and who may have worked with her or seen her in some capacity, and we'd like to talk to some more if they're out there.
So, if you have any information or any tips regarding Verna Sue Hollingsworth, who went missing in July of 1985, you can contact us at info@remembereveryvictim.com, or you can contact the Fort Smith Police Department. And Verna Sue Hollingsworth, we will not forget.